only at The Home Depot. More saving, more do it. U.S. only.
It's 9 o'clock in the KGO newsroom. I'm John Lobertini. Top story at the top of the hour, that devastating church shooting in Charleston, South Carolina.
I mean, we'll do search warrants. We'll do interviews. We'll go back and try to put together why this might have happened.
Tonight, 21-year-old gunman Dylan Ropp is behind bars, and investigators are looking into his background. Was this a hate crime, and did he act alone? The handgun Ropp used was allegedly a birthday gift from his father, a gun police say he used to shoot 12 people in all, killing 9 of them during a Wednesday prayer meeting at the Emmanuel AME Church. We get more now from correspondent Martin Savage.
It's not known if the gun found is the murder weapon, but Ropp is suspected of killing 9 people inside the historic Emmanuel AME Church in Charleston, South Carolina.
We woke up today, and the heart and soul of South Carolina was broken.
Just after 8 p.m. Wednesday night, Ropp entered the church. He was invited to join a Bible study group.
He sat next to my cousin, Reverend Clemente Pinckney.
Witnesses told police that around 9 p.m., Ropp stood up and said that he was there to shoot black people. He allegedly then took out his handgun and opened fire.
Several victims regarding that active shooter.
3 people survived the shooting. One survivor received a chilling message from the shooter who told her, quote, "I'm not going to kill you. I'm going to spare you so you can tell them what happened."
The dead range in age from 26 to 87 years old, among them pastor and prominent state senator Reverend Clementa Pinckney. Now, vigils are being held across the country tonight, and one of them is in Oakland at the First AME Church. KGO 810's Carolyn Burns was there.
As I was interviewing Reverend Harold Mayberry earlier, he did break down into tears. He did know the reverend that was shot and killed back there in South Carolina. But the vigil here, there were about 200 people who gathered, all nationalities, all ages, all religions. Reverend Harold Mayberry said tonight is about grieving and healing.
So a lot of people who are grieving, an opportunity to come to a structured place where they could grieve with other grieving people, to also help people understand that we can live through this.
And that was the theme for tonight, and the people that I talked to afterwards really wanted to let us know that it wasn't a black-white issue, that it's a humane issue.
A call to action is spreading like wildfire across social media tonight, a call to action for cities to come together at 6 o'clock on Sunday. Hashtag Stand With Charleston. President Barack Obama is in Southern California tonight on a fundraising visit, but before leaving Washington, he also weighed in on the Charleston killings.
Now is the time for mourning and for healing. But let's be clear. At some point, we as a country will have to reckon with the fact that this type of mass violence does not happen in other advanced countries.
The president will be in San Francisco tomorrow for another fundraiser before he addresses the National Conference of Mayors. Autopsies are complete on those 6 people killed in a balcony collapse in Berkeley early Tuesday morning. They show multiple blunt force injuries caused by the fall from the fourth floor balcony. It is not known whether the bodies of those victims have been released to their families. Meanwhile, the investigation continues to unfold. Dry rot in the wooden supports is one cause under scrutiny. So is the Bay Area company that built the balcony. Inspectors drilled holes in the bottom of one of the remaining balconies and found the wood structure had been compromised. According to the San Francisco Chronicle, the company that constructed the building has a recent history of problems. Court documents show Segway Construction of Pleasanton has paid out $6.5 million since 2013 to settle repair lawsuits alleging problems like those in Berkeley. KTVU Television is reporting Segway was the subject of a 2010 lawsuit alleging the contractor failed to follow proper building codes when it constructed balconies at the North Park Apartments in San Jose. And there are reportedly a dozen Cal OSHA violations over the past 10 years. 7 other people suffered injuries, some of them life-threatening. Still ahead, we've got traffic and weather. KGO News Time is 9:04.
Tax problems? They only get worse if you don't do anything. Are you an individual or business that owes the IRS at least $10,000 in back taxes or have years of unfiled tax returns? Don't risk garnishments or levies on your wages, bank accounts, or accounts receivable. Call Rapid Resolution Tax Group now. They're Better Business Bureau A-rated and accredited. Tax attorneys, enrolled agents, tax professionals, and they guarantee same-day contact with the IRS. No tax problem is too big. They've helped many people just like you with their tax problems. Just pick up the phone and call 800-583-1105 now. If you qualify, Rapid Resolution Tax Group can settle your tax debt for less. Remove penalties and fees. Stop garnishments and levies. You may even qualify for the IRS Fresh Start Program. You do have rights as an American. Don't let your tax problems get worse. Call Rapid Resolution Tax Group for a free consultation at 800-583-1105. That's 800-583-1105. Call now.
What bothers you most about your old windows? Over the last 15 years, Kathleen and I have listened.
15 years ago, Bill and Kathleen started American Vision Windows to provide great customer service. 15 years later, they've become California's number one window replacement company.
So many of our customers tell us that their old single-pane windows don't keep the street noise out, the neighbor's mower sounds like it's in their living room, and every time the wind blows, it makes a howling sound.
American Vision Windows has the solution, the Sound Package. It's one of our favorite window upgrades.
And right now, you can get a free upgrade to the Sound Package, plus free expert installation from American Vision Windows and Solar. Simply call 888-845-2541.
Revolutionizing the home improvement industry one customer at a time, American Vision Windows and Solar.
Enjoy the peace and quiet you deserve with a free upgrade to the Sound Package. Call 888-845-2541 or AmericanVisionWindows.com. Now serving San Diego. CSLB number 778-326.
It is time again to check your traffic with Lee Graham in the KGO Traffic Center.
Thank you, John. This look at traffic is brought to you by Oakland Airport Parking. Between Livermore and Pleasanton on westbound 580, you've got construction causing fairly heavy stop-and-go traffic in stretches from North Vasco Road to Fallon Road. San Jose, northbound 880 at North Bascom Avenue, a solo vehicle accident there facing sideways in the left lane. That's got traffic extremely heavy back to Forest Avenue. Menlo Park, just something to watch out for. A water main break on northbound 101 at Marsh Road is on the right shoulder and apparently spraying water 2 to 3 feet into the freeway there, so please be careful. And in San Rafael, southbound 101 at Freitas Parkway, a hillside fire near some apartments. And there's also a grass fire on the northbound side. So please, not a lot of folks traveling through there at the moment, so no jam-ups. Just give the fire department some room to get that taken care of, if you would. Oakland Airport is growing, and new service to 10 destinations across North America means up to 3 days of free parking when you fly to any one of them. That's a $66 value. Find out more at oaklandairport.com/parkfree. OAK, park close, fly on time. I'm Lee Graham, KGO 810.
The A's lose to the Padres in Oakland today, 3-1. And in the seventh inning, Giants still up on the Mariners, 3-0 in Seattle. Well, your Bay Area weather forecast is going to look, look the same as it did today. On Friday and Saturday, there will be a bit of a cool down on Sunday and then a bit more in the beginning of next week. Right now, around the Bay Area, we've still got mild temperatures and I guess we've lost our sunshine, but it's clear outside, 67 degrees in Livermore, 55 in Half Moon Bay, 66 in Napa, 58 Oakland, 67 in San Jose, and we've got 57 in San Francisco. The Drex Radio Show continues. I'm John Lobertini, KGO 810.
Let's go.
We interrupt this program to annoy you and make things generally irritating.
Just let me know when I'm on, all right?
Showtime.
This is the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
We did lose our sunshine, John.
Well, yeah.
It's about that time.
Yeah, I could have just looked out the window.
Well, now we've got a few more minutes to go until Sunday. Then we go start going the other way again.
Summer solstice is on Sunday.
I don't think it's significant on Sunday.
No. Sunday's the longest day.
Oh, the longest
day. So starting Monday, you can start pulling back the minutes.
This is your last chance to have more sun, John Martini.
Well, I bet you do you see the sun in the morning, John? Because I woke up this morning at 5:40 and I saw the sun was up and I was thinking, wow.
Are you kidding?
5:40.
That crazy old sun. I wish I had the energy like that.
Well, I don't want to say on the air what I was doing, but I was taking a hike and then going back to bed. Okay. I think you know.
How do you do that?
Take a hike.
Take a hike. A very short, brief one. Okay.
Gotcha.
Good evening, everybody. And once again, I want to thank Dr. Amos Brown. And he is Reverend Brown from San Francisco's Third Baptist Church for joining us for what was a fantastic and a beautiful moment on talking about such a devastating and horrific thing of
Very
what
powerful.
Went on. Yes, extremely powerful.
A student
powerful.
Of Martin Luther King.
Yes.
A student from Morehouse. He's on the board of the NAACP.
Nationally, yes.
Third Baptist Church. Incredible.
And the hashtag Stand With Charleston and... You know, that's the place to
is
go.
Is number one trending.
Right.
And you can check that out. Yeah, there's call for action. and or observance in your town. So follow that and you'll find out if things are being organized in San Francisco or Oakland or wherever you might
be. And they are being organized with Reverend Brown, and we will have that, all of that information and the show posted at KGORadio.com, or you can go to Facebook, just KGO Radio.
Right. And actually, right before we went on air, the Black Student Union at UC Berkeley had a vigil at Sproul Plaza. I'm not sure if that's not still going on, but it was right before we went on air.
So we learned a lot, and it was a wonderful conversation. But at the end, and I think I was especially moved not only about his comments about race in America, and I think he's right on the money about what he was saying, and maybe money is not the right or the operative word, but, you know, with his discussions about media and where our head should be and where our government should be going. But in the final segment, because we were discussing this off air, and he is a Baptist minister, but he sets himself apart from the rest of the pack when it comes to gay marriage. Of course, as he said, he recognizes that the church, there is separation of church and state. But, you know, he's saying everyone, everybody, every person in America should be allowed to be in love with or marry who they want to. And I thought that was very touching. And
oh, it was great.
I'm a big
putting
fan.
Your money where your mouth is.
I'm a big fan. That was the first time, and it was quite an honor to meet Dr. Brown. Okay, speaking of churches, the Pope. Today's a big day for the Pope with his, we have a new word, encyclical. At least it is for me.
Every time he does something, I'm more and more in love with the guy. He's unbelievable. Yeah, yes. He broke the internet today.
He broke the internet. Thank God it wasn't a Kardashian for once.
It was no one's rump. It was somebody being really sound and reasonable. So take that, GOP.
Right.
Presidential nominees.
You know it's something when the Pope is talking about climate change. And basically he is saying to just, by the way, it's 42,000 words. So I was not even going to begin to wrap my head around that this afternoon or at all today. But basically it comes down to it's beginning to look like an immense pile of filth, the earth is. And it doesn't belong to us. You know, it belongs to the big guy. And his reputation for brainstorming and his positions on poverty, gay priests, and libertarian theology would have been, shocking enough on their own. But in stark contrast to even more of the conservative Pope and the diocese and all of that are coming out of the Vatican, what is usually said is quite different. I mean, just some bullet points here when it comes to climate change. So nature isn't a possession. That's one of his things. The climate is messed up, and people, we have to fix it. The consequences of climate change are a social injustice. Now, I want to read just a paragraph of this because I think this is applicable to all of California as we're going through this horrible drought. Here's what he had to say. Even as the quality of available water is constantly diminishing, in some places there is a growing tendency, despite its scarcity, the fact that it's sparse, to privatize this resource, turning it into a commodity subject to the laws of the market. Yet access to safe drinkable water is a basic and universal right, mm-hmm. since it is essential to human survival and such as a condition for the exercise of other human rights. Our world has a grave social debt towards the poor who lack access to drinking water because they are denied the right to a life consistent with their inalienable dignity. So, you know, he's saying, let's be fair with the water. Let's protect the water. And he goes on to say, the scientists are right. And this is more about science. Now, when did you ever think anything would come out of the Vatican, out of a pope's mouth, where a pope would say, I agree with science? So that in itself is a thing.
Exactly. Yes. Well, it's been a long time coming. I mean, was it, 15 or so years ago they forgave the guy that said that the, Earth that goes around the sun, right?
Right. Yes.
The name's failing me.
But I mean, he goes on to say,
Da Vinci?
Go ahead and blame the media. Okay. But let's not forget that technology is a wonderful thing. And then he added, until it takes over people's lives. Again, I'm just hitting the bullet points here. Seriously, stop looking at your phone. Love that.
You're going to trip.
Right. The rich are getting richer by screwing the world's poor and the environment. He didn't say that. That was just a bullet point. And God did not say people could do whatever they wanted to do with our planet Earth. Mistreatment of the environment is as bad as a lot of the really bad stuff that goes on in our world and our planet. And, well, he said, seriously, lay off the stem cell research stuff. Okay, well. But and a little more open-mindedness for transgender people.
A little more open-mindedness might be nice.
Yes, so the Pope wants to talk it out. So there you
have
it.
He is just so great. So I just can't even believe it.
When you have a week to read the 42,000-word encyclical.
No, just read an article on it. Anyway, it blew up the internet. Even the name of the paper, which of course is in Italian, has its own hashtag. I want to say Laudato Si.
Okay, very good.
That's what it's called.
All right, we'll get to the late night, late show wrap-up coming up here in just a minute. Oh, and Janet Jackson just dropped a clip from her brand new song. And she's about to do the Unbreakable World Tour, which starts on August 31st. And I'll just give you a little clue here, a little tease as we go into the break and then come back and I'll play it for you. Sounds like Michael.
Oh, yeah?
When did that start?
I'm definitely sticking around.
All right, we'll be back. You're listening to the Drex Radio Show on KGOA 10.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And this year, for the first time, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Here's a crazy idea from Cash Call Mortgage. Take the mortgage you closed in the last year and look at redoing it at today's 15-year fixed 2.99% rate and APR with no closing costs. Just call 877-890-CASH, and with no cost or obligation, we'll tell you how much your payment could drop with the do-over refi. And you won't pay any points, deposits, or fees. None. It's so easy. Just do the regular paperwork, most of which you already did for your last refi, and we'll do the rest. So make the cash call at 877-890-CASH for today's 15-year fixed 2.99% rate and APR with absolutely no closing costs. The do-over refi, only from Cash Call Mortgage. Call 877-890-CASH and see for yourself.
Impact Mortgage Corp., DBA Cash Call Mortgage, Equal Housing Lender. Call 866-900-8744 for terms and restrictions. Rates may change without notice. California Department of Business Oversight Residential Mortgage Lender Law License 4131083. NMLS 128231.
That's 877-890-CASH.
If you have type 2 diabetes, listen very closely for information that could change your life. Recent research now suggests that type 2 diabetes can be put into remission. That is correct. Remission. South Bay diabetics are now receiving information that often remains hidden from the diabetic community. Because of this, many type 2 diabetics have been able to reduce and eliminate their medication and insulin, lose weight without exercise and radical diets, and even become non-diabetic. Local doctors are now releasing this often hidden information during a free diabetic dinner event for type 2 diabetics. If you'd like to discover information that could lead your type 2 diabetes going into remission, then this is a must-attend event. To register for this free diabetes dinner event entitled Remission of Type 2 Diabetes, call 1-800-406-5554. Seating is extremely limited, so call now to see if you qualify to attend. That's 1-800-406-5554. 1-800-406-5554.
I can't lie. No more of your darkness.
Oh, I was here for this. I was there.
All my pictures seem to fade to black and white.
This is Live Aid from 1985. How about that?
Oh, my God.
Yes.
That was a while ago.
I'm growing tired, and time stands still before me.
That's George Michael there.
Sending this out to John Lubertini in the newsroom.
Frozen here on the ladder of my life. Too late to save myself from falling.
We haven't heard much from George lately.
Yeah, what happened to him? Oh. Oh. Elton John's coming to Outside Lands. Woo!
And there you have it. And so enjoy it because you have, oh, let me see here, 3 more days of it. And then it starts going the other way. Oh, slowly but surely.
Still going to be a great, great summer.
Yeah, you know, I'm
Fingers crossed. Still
a big fan of it. We really need to stop screwing with the clocks. I was, you know, it's one of these things because you do the night shift. I don't even, you know, I put my alarm clock on the floor. It's sort of under the bed, so it's still on... It's still on standard time. Yeah. I took it off of the... I don't need it on my nightstand because I wake up when I want when you do this show.
Oh, right.
So
you're like, instead of fussing with the time change,
I'll just put it here under the bed.
It's really strange
that I looked at it yesterday. So right now it reads 8:21. Okay, when it's really 9:21.
You are bizarre.
I'll put it back up there. But
you know what?
You want to go back.
You know who we need...
I just hate screwing with the time. I think it's a bad idea.
The person we need to get on this DSL thing is the Pope. Right?
Yes.
That dude brings it.
Knock it off. Oh, it's so funny. One of the tweets.
But maybe this could be a shorter paper.
you can tweet us at Generation Drex. The Pope should leave the science to the politicians. Well, I hope that's all in jest. All right.
He has a master's in science, as I recall.
Okay, so as promised, I want to play you some fun. Let's get a few fun things to lighten things up a little bit. Janet Jackson released a 43-second clip today, and there's no official... title yet, but the post caption had the hashtag conversations in a cafe. Now, the new track will appear on her album Unbreakable, and she'll be on the Unbreakable World Tour. By the way, it's been 7 years since she's dropped any music, and so let's take a listen. I think it sounds a little bit like Michael.
I live through my mistakes. It's just a part of growing.
You're right.
Never for a single moment did I ever go without your love. You made me feel wanted. I want to tell you how important you are to me. And I love.
Oh my goodness. Wow. It puts a chill down my spine. It really does. Now, the dreamy music sounds like Janet. But her voice sounds, like I said when I first listened to it, I read it earlier today. It sounds like Michael, but I didn't listen to it until I came in here. And when I did, I think, what is that? Whoa. Wow. Her voice changed.
Did she
do that on purpose?
Oh, well, that's interesting. I mean, you're right. It really does sound like Michael. The delivery, the breathiness sounds like Michael.
Yeah.
But now I feel like it sounds so much like Michael, I forget what she sounds like. I need to hear Rhythm Nation now so that I can, you know, check out the difference. Like she's saying with more force generally. I don't know. Anyway, sounds good.
Okay, this is the part of the show on the Late Night Late Show wrap-up where I get to say I told you so. let's talk about Brian Williams for a second. So sure enough, as I guessed last night, I said, you know, there's this hot mess, called MSNBC. Watch them put him over there. Sure enough, that's his new assignment. And by the way, I don't think it's a bad move, you know, because MSNBC has no ratings where they used to be the liberal go-to network. Who's the girl that I like on there? And I can't even think because I don't watch anymore.
On MSNBC?
Yeah. Oh, the one chick who's, I can't think of her name.
I'll Google chicks on MSNBC.
Chicks on MSNBC. We'll get it in a second. But let me get back to my point. So MSNBC, they've been struggling really bad. And here's the idea. First of all, you know, this guy just signed a $50 million deal before all of this went down 6 months ago. He's got a 10-year contract, okay? So you do the math. They're not going to have him just do Dateline. That's not going to work. So what do you do with Brian? You put him on MSNBC. And this is a great idea. So the suits at NBC, they really, I think they hammered this home, and I think they thought it out well. Let's put him on, and the idea behind putting him on MSNBC is that they're going to focus on news and less on spin. Now, how they're going to do that in the 24-hour news cycle, I don't know. But I think that this is a good thing for the network and probably for Brian, because he will.
It's a win-win-win-win-win.
It'll be a little bit more legitimate. You know, he's a big name, and now the heavyweights over at Fox, they're going to be competing against a huge. You can say what you want about Brian, whether you like him or not, since all of these allegations came out, but he's still Brian Williams. He was America's anchor man for the last 10 years, okay? So and far and away number one, not just a little bit. So I think that that will diminish very quickly, and it could be quite heady for the competition at CNN. And Fox.
Now, with that said, Brian Williams actually has a personality, so maybe they will let him do a little bit of
spin. Yes, if he wants to spin, because, you know, it is, sometimes you got to roll.
As long
as
you
got to fill for 5 or 10 minutes.
Doesn't spin out of control.
No,
so to speak.
You can spin the story. Don't make it about yourself. And I think it's a great idea. So I can see myself, when there's breaking news, going to Brian Williams on MSNBC if I'm watching the television. Yeah. You know, instead of having to go to Fox, I've kind of given up on CNN. You know, I want to be about CNN, but I hate going to Fox. Of course, you know what that is. Keep your friends close and your enemies closer. Wow. Did I just say that? I guess I did. All right, more of the Late Night Late Show wrap-up coming up. And, you know, this is a good idea. Why don't we split why don't we split staircases into three lanes? And I'll tell you why. And then there's a male pill on the way. Yes?
Will you take it?
Will you take it? Do you think that's a good idea? We shall discuss coming up on the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
Join me, Brian Copeland, for Theater Row on Sundays at 2:45 p.m. Brought to you by SHN. Guarantee your seats to 6 Broadway musicals in San Francisco. 2015-2016 season memberships are on sale now. Visit shnsf.com.
The Home Depot has a new lower price on Glidden Premium Interior and Exterior Paint. Right now, Glidden Interior starts at just $17.97. So, let's cover more ground and walls and ceilings. Glidden Premium offers fresh color and solid performance. The best value paint at the lowest price of the season. Let's do this. For a limited time, get an extra $2 off 1 gallon cans of Glidden Premium Interior Paint. Only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. U.S. only.
Hi, folks. Alan Thicke here, and you've probably heard, maybe from me, that if you owe the IRS money, they can do some scary things. Garnish your wages, levy your bank account, even seize your home or business. You add on the penalties and interest, and getting out of debt can seem impossible. Back taxes are for real. It's not a game. But the game changes when you have a team of tax experts on your side. The professionals at Optima Tax Relief can immediately protect you from aggressive collections. And for a limited time, the IRS is offering a tax debt forgiveness program. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative. With the help of Optima, you may qualify for a settlement that saves you thousands. Nobody knows the game better than the Optima team. Don't wait till it's game over. Let their experts coach you through this. It's a win-win. Call for your free consultation.
800-317-1753. 800-317-1753. 800-317-1753. Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com. Running your AC this summer is breaking the bank. Meanwhile, the power company keeps jacking up your rates. Ready for solar yet? Better hurry. The federal tax credit goes away soon. The California state solar rebate is already gone. Your pile of lost money is getting bigger and bigger. Go solar now with Sempra Solaris. We're still the only solar company that pays you the equivalent of a California rebate. We'll actually cut new customers an instant rebate check. And our SunPower panels come with a 25-year bumper-to-bumper warranty. The best in the business. Independent surveys say 99% of our customers would recommend us. We're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau, and we're U.S. veteran-owned. We get the job done with esprit de corps and honor. Grab your federal money before it's too late, with no money out of pocket, and you still get a California-equivalent instant rebate check. Call Semper Solaris at 800-708-4849. Call now. 800-708-4849. 800-708-4849.
Well, I don't think this is something that San Francisco-based driver smartphone app Uber was hoping for, but, well, that's the way it is. Uber drivers are employees, not contractors. California Labor Commission rules. We'll talk about that. Also, including some of the topics that we've discussed and teased before we went into the break. So hang on. First, let's check in with John Lobertini in the KGO newsroom.
Thank you, Drex. Our top story at the bottom of the hour, the mystery behind that deadly shooting at a Charleston, South Carolina church.
Advising of an active shooter, multiple people down. Give me at least 4 medic units.
Gunman Dylan Rapp allegedly shot 12 people at the Emmanuel AME Church during a Wednesday prayer meeting with a handgun he received for his 21st birthday. 9 of those people died, including popular Reverend and State Senator Reverend Clementa Pinckney. Tonight, investigators are trying to determine, was this a hate crime and did Rapp act alone? More from correspondent Renee Marsh.
He was caught on surveillance camera Wednesday night entering the church. Rapp sat in Bible study with church members for an hour before his deadly rampage. Witnesses say he stood up and said he was there to, quote, shoot black people.
A tip led police to Dylan Rapp in Shelby, North Carolina. Back here in the Bay Area, 10 families are looking for homes tonight following a deadly 2-alarm fire in Union City today. Firefighters had a difficult time fighting the fire, thick, heavy smoke, but they finally made their way into the building. KGO 810's Nikki Medoro now has more.
One person died in a 2-alarm fire at a Union City apartment complex today. The fire at Alvarado Niles Road and Hartnell Street was reported around 4:30. Fire crews arrived to find a carport burning at the 4-unit complex, but the fire did spread to the apartments. One person was confirmed to have died in the fire.
That victim was found in a second-floor apartment. Identity has not yet been released. No other injuries reported. No more robocalls. The Federal Trade Commission today ruling that Verizon, AT&T, and other carriers are not bound, duty-bound, to connect those calls. Until now, carriers had refused to pull the plug, saying they were worried about breaking laws requiring them to connect every call. Busted. Close to 250 people are facing charges tonight for Medicare fraud. Among them, 9 people in California accused of bilking the government out of $66 million. FBI Director James Comey puts the fraud at $700 million.
Healthcare fraud is an enormous problem in this country. Healthcare spending is 1/6 of our economy. Those of you who follow criminal work know that if you want to find criminals, you follow the money. There is a lot of money there, and so we find a lot of crime there.
Those arrested include doctors, nurses, pharmacy owners who allegedly submitted bogus bills for equipment, medical care, and other services not provided. Well, that next bottle of 5-Hour Energy may not be as it seems. Correspondent Barbara Cusack explains.
11 people have been indicted on charges they conspired to sell counterfeit bottles of 5-Hour Energy drinks. The U.S. District Attorney's Office for Northern California says the defendants relabeled bottles of 5-Hour Energy drinks that were bound for Mexico. They then mixed counterfeit drinks in vats and flooded the U.S. market.
Still ahead, we've got traffic and weather. KGO News time is 9:33.
What's RDO, you ask? Well, it's your soundtrack for good days and the not-so-good days. It's your party mix and your chill mix. Basically, RDO puts endless stations in your pocket or on your tablet. Launch a station based on an artist or genre, or build a custom music station that's totally you. And it's free until you say otherwise. That's RDIO. RDO. tuned to you.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And this year, for the first time, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License law 50 states and NMLS number 3030.
It is 9:35 on KGO. Time again to check your traffic with Lee Graham.
Thank you, John. We'll start in San Jose again. Northbound 880 at North Bascom Avenue. That solo vehicle accident that was creating extremely heavy jam ups. In fact, back to 280. The good news is they have cleared that and things are moving just fine now. Also in San Jose, something to watch out for on northbound 101 at Hellier. A queen-size mattress, clothes, and unspecified furniture were in lane 2, just in case they haven't gotten out of the road. That's the kind of thing that gets people killed. Between Livermore and Pleasanton, westbound 580 construction is still causing you some stop-and-go stuff in stretches from about North Vasco Road to Fallon Road. Oakland, westbound 580, more construction causing minor slowdowns between Grand Avenue and 24. They're doing guardrail work until about 4 o'clock in the morning with alternating lane closures. In San Francisco, northbound 280, construction on the ramp to southbound 101 is still causing minor slowdowns, primarily on southbound 101 now from about Paul Avenue back to Cesar Chavez. I'm Lee Graham, KGO 810.
Well, it's all about the new kids on the block tonight. RBIs from Panic, Duffy, and Susac. Giants up 5-0 over the Seattle Mariners up north. It is in the top of the eighth inning. And the A's lose to the Padres over at the O.co today, 3-1. Now your Bay Area weather forecast. Overall, a mild night, but you can expect fog along the coast and around the bay. Here's KGO 810 weather forecaster Spencer Christian.
Tomorrow, it'll be sunny and warm over the bay and inland, breezy and mild at the coast, and highs will reach into the upper 80s and low 90s in the warmest inland spots, mid-70s around the bay shoreline, and low 60s on the coast. Saturday will be very much like tomorrow, and changes kick in on Sunday. Inland temperatures will tumble from 90s on Saturday to low and mid-80s on Sunday.
And, of course, Sunday is Father's Day and the first day of summer. Right now, around the Bay Area, mostly clear skies. We've got 63 degrees in Napa, 60 in Dublin, 55 in Half Moon Bay, 58 in Santa Cruz, 64 in San Jose, 56 in San Francisco. The Drex Radio Show continues. I'm John Lobertini, KGO 810.
That's the old Janet, yes. Okay. Well, this is early Janet, too. Mm-hmm. This is 80s Janet.
A lot higher.
Yes. Okay, so there's 80s Janet. Here's 2015 Janet. This sounds like Michael.
I lived through my mistakes.
Oh my God. Can you pot it
That's
back
insane.
Up?
That's insane.
This is amazing. So if you're just joining us, she just released this 43-second clip on Twitter today. No official title, but it's hashtag conversations in a cafe. Okay, so listen to 80s Janet here. Oh, geez, as a top 40 jock, I only played this 20 million times. Okay. I could sing right along with it, but I won't mess it up.
It is
okay,
a great song.
Okay, now listen to 2015. Okay, she sounds like Michael.
Upon a growing wind, and never for a single moment did I ever go without your love. You made me feel wanted.
I'm just blown away by that.
It's pretty crazy. It's that.
Yeah, she's. It's another octave.
Love, love,
love, love. Okay, I think
and
I love
that little.
It. Well, it'll be interesting to see if she does that for the whole album.
Whole album, yeah. Oh my God.
Utah Valley University in Orem, Utah, has decided to divide the staircase at their student center into lanes. And it's such a good idea. I think it should spread everywhere where there's staircases.
Wait, how does it work?
Of course, most of us are so damn lazy, you know, that's why God gave us our escalators. But they took their staircases and painted vertical lines to make three different lanes. One for people walking, one for people running up the stairs or down the stairs, and one for people texting or fooling around with their...
No.
Yes, their smartphones. It's brilliant. So it's a great way to make sure that everybody gets where they want to go safely. And as long as you have a really wide staircase for three lanes, people going up and down, you know. Mm.
That is a little crazy, staggering like zombies texting.
Right, right. Unfortunately, they say it's kind of hard to get people to catch on. They're not totally following it so far. But
right, because they're texting.
Well, no, but, you know, you get in the texting lane, you know.
I know, but if they don't see the sign to get in the texting lane because they're texting, then they're going to get mowed down by the person who's jogging. That is so amazing. That's just really interesting because you can... I mean, other universities, they would have been like, don't text and walk up the stairs. You might trip. You know, they just put a sign. But they went, nope, we're just gonna have some rules and you can run or you can text.
You'd think they would figure that out. All right. So the male pill is coming and it's going to change everything.
Sure. Just right when I go through the change and I don't even care anymore. I waited all my life for this.
Heather, before we even get to it, are you really going to trust a dude who says he's taking the Vasagel?
But it's just a pill. How hard is that?
No, it's not. It's not.
Why don't we just lace Doritos with this Vasagel, and then we'll know that the male population will be.
Well, research tells us that at least half of the men would use it. I'm wondering, Vasagel is, as I said, is essentially a polymer. It's injected under local anesthesia into the man's sperm-carrying tubes accessible through the scrotum. Not now.
Okay.
Hold on a second.
Nope.
Not in
nope.
his... Not, I, hold on. It's They want you to know this. It's not in the penis, not in the testicles. All right? It works by blocking sperm and is expected to be reversible through a second injection that dissolves the polymer.
Okay, wait a minute, though. First of all, guys, don't go to the doctor. Second of all, do they still have to pull down their pants to get the injection?
Yes.
Okay, they'll never do it. It's dead in the water.
Yeah.
Not happening.
Well, when I heard this, when I first heard this story, and I thought, well, okay. You talked about that it has to be injected, and you're right about that. And then I'm supposed to think that, you know, the second injection will dissolve the polymer. It's reversible.
This is good for quote-unquote family planning.
Yeah. Because, look, a lot of guys would rather not go through the vasectomy because reverse it.
Right.
Is not always
well, plus they can't.
A plan,
all they hear is clipped.
It doesn't work.
I'm getting clipped? Down there? No. You know.
They swell up like cantaloupes? Well, that's a thing. Of course, you might be skeptical about whether men will actually choose the Vasagel injection, but every year millions around the globe get vasectomies, and they're much more invasive, as we're talking about, unlike Vasagel, and you know, this is not intended to be permanent. And then there's another method, this one from the United States, anti-epin agent that targets the man's sperm's ability to swim. Now, both of these non-hormonal methods would involve, that one would involve taking a pill, okay? And there was a clean sheets pill. This is designed to allow orgasm without... Well, yeah, hold on a second. Let me make sure I get this right. Because this is from the...
This is
written by the Brits, so it's worded a little strange. So the clean sheets pill
is
designed to allow orgasm while inhibiting ejaculation. All right. And because of the advances in biotechnology...
I want it just for the clean
researchers
sheets.
Researchers keep coming up with new ideas. The bulk of them are non-hormonal. All right. But this would be... I think not every woman finds the more effective contraceptive such as IUS or IUD or implant devices acceptable, and not every woman wants to be on the pill. And a lot of times, you know, women sometimes forget to take the pill, and it's supposed to help out with those things. Is it a game changer? I don't know. For couples, it probably is.
Yeah.
For single guys, I think you nailed it.
Not gonna happen.
I'm gonna go to the doctor.
After two beers, they'll be like, oh, but I'm on the Vagisil. Yeah, right.
Right. That's the other factor. Are women gonna buy it? Tinder chicks? Tinder ladies? I don't think so. Better be careful. So, a San Francisco-based, yes, we know who they are, Uber. Goober. What are they calling them, Goober? Oh, and I heard that joke in Nashville at the...
Do you want to get a Goober?
Country Music Awards. Yeah, they were doing Goober jokes. So, it's... Uber has argued that its drivers are independent contractors, not employees, and that it's nothing more than a neutral technology platform. So if Uber drivers are employees, that opens Uber up to higher costs, including Social Security, workers' comp, and unemployment insurance. This could affect its valuation, which is currently above $40 billion. Did you see the building they want to build down here in downtown San Francisco? Yeah, they've got the money. But this could affect the valuation of other companies that rely on large networks of individuals to provide rides and clean houses and other services, too. But here's the deal. The commission said Uber controls the tools drivers use, monitors their approval ratings, and terminates their access if the system in their ratings falls below 4.6 stars. But the commission ruling, so here's the deal. Uber drivers are employees. That's what the California Commission has ruled. So, you know, Uber's trying to say they're not employees, they're just contractors. And the commission said, no, they're employees. So we'll see where this ends up.
Well, it's a big deal for anybody else starting a new company in in all of California.
By the way, in Florida, state agency ruled earlier this year that Uber drivers are employees. So this could become a big thing awkward for them.
It's
and,
important
as I said,
with regard
other
to
apps.
Employment law.
Yeah, for sure. All right, it's time for the good news, ladies and gentlemen. Let's get to it. You're listening to the Drex Radio Show on KGOA 10.
Here's a crazy idea from Cash Call Mortgage. Take the mortgage you closed in the last year and look at redoing it at today's 15-year fixed 2.99% rate and APR with no closing costs. Just call 877-890-CASH, and with no cost or obligation, we'll tell you how much your payment could drop with the do-over refi. And you won't pay any points, deposits, or fees. None. It's so easy. Just do the regular paperwork, most of which you already did for your last refi, and we'll do the rest. So make the cash call at 877-890-CASH for today's 15-year fixed 2.99% rate and APR with absolutely no closing costs. The do-over refi, only from Cash Call Mortgage. Call 877-890-CASH and see for yourself.
Impact Mortgage Corp., DBA Cash Call Mortgage, Equal Housing Lender. Call 866-900-8744 for terms and restrictions. Rates may change without notice. California Department of Business Oversight Residential Mortgage Lender Law License 4131083. NMLS 128231.
That's 877-890-CASH.
If you have type 2 diabetes, listen very closely for information that could change your life. Recent research now suggests that type 2 diabetes can be put into remission. That is correct. Remission. South Bay diabetics are now receiving information that often remains hidden from the diabetic community. Because of this, many type 2 diabetics have been able to reduce and eliminate their medication and insulin, lose weight without exercise and radical diets, and even become non-diabetic. Local doctors are now releasing this often hidden information during a free diabetic dinner event for type 2 diabetics. If you'd like to discover information that could lead your type 2 diabetes going into remission, then this is a must-attend event. To register for this free diabetes dinner event entitled Remission of Type 2 Diabetes, call 1-800-406-5554. Seating is extremely limited, so call now to see if you qualify to attend. That's 1-800-406-5554. 1-800-406-5554.
Join me, Brian Copeland, for Theater Row on Sundays at 2:45 p.m. Brought to you by SHN. Guarantee your seats to six Broadway musicals in San Francisco. 2015-2016 season memberships are on sale now. Visit shnsf.com.
The Home Depot has a new lower price on Glidden Premium Interior and Exterior Paint. Right now, Glidden Interior starts at just $17.97. So, let's cover more ground and walls and ceilings. Glidden Premium offers fresh color and solid performance. The best value paint at the lowest price of the season. Let's do this. For a limited time, get an extra $2 off 1 gallon cans of Glidden Premium Interior Paint. Only at The Home Depot. More saving, more doing. U.S. only.
Strap in, turn it up, and hang on. The Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
This is 18-year-old guitar artist from South Korea. His name is Sangha Jong. Sangha Jong.
Very well said.
Well, I hope I got it right. He doesn't sing, but he does cover songs, and obviously he's doing Ed Sheeran's Thinking Out Loud here. He has 1 billion views.
Does he do it in Korean? I guess we're about to find out.
Well, he's just playing the guitar.
Oh, he's not going to sing?
Yeah, he does complicated arrangements. No, he doesn't sing.
Okay.
But it sounds nice. And it gets 1 billion views. He's got 1 billion views.
YouTube's amazing.
Yeah.
Just randomness.
Nice.
Well, and the guy, Psy, had the most views ever for a while.
Oh,
I forget
for
what
sure.
replaced it.
Gangnam Style. And
yeah.
Then,
I mean, it immediately went to 1 billion. And then something toppled it recently. I can't remember what that was.
1 billion views. Kim Kardashian's ass.
Probably.
Yes, that's probably what it was. So, the Olympics, they're dangerously close to resembling a company picnic. New sports can apply to be in the 2020 Summer Olympics in Tokyo, and the deadline has passed, and so we have 26 proposals. Some of them are ridiculous. For instance, tug of war. Actually, believe it or not, tug of war used to be an Olympic event, but its last appearance was in 1920 at the Games in Belgium. Some of the other sports that are being applied for are baseball, softball, bowling, bridge, chess. How are those Olympic sports? I mean, I don't. Ballroom dancing.
Well, no one's going to watch that on TV.
Oh, here we go. Ultimate frisbee. Frisbee.
Shh.
Yes. Frisbee, please.
No way.
It's late
frisbee
at night.
Golf?
Frisbee. Yeah.
So is hacky sack going to be next?
It should be.
I'm just picturing Marina Bros out on the green there, doing their weekend thing. Okay, now it's an Olympic sport. Do you get to drink beer while you're doing it?
Frisbee,
can you have some Corona Light?
No, you can't. You won't have Corona because there's going to be a shortage. But by 2020, yes, they should have that figured out. Yeah, if you missed that story, I made the announcement yesterday. If you love Corona, you better start hoarding it now because there's going to be a shortage this summer. They can't make it fast enough. It's the number one imported beer. And who knew? I thought that time has come and passed.
Gangnam Style is still on top. It's number one.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm not done. Racquetball, sumo wrestling, surfing, and water skiing.
Surfing. That's actually cool. So is water skiing.
Well, I don't know where they're going to do it.
Does it say if rollerblading is going to be?
No, I don't see that. You're too late.
Can I write the
It closed
Olympic
yesterday.
Commission? Oh.
Yeah. Where are they going to do surfing? Fukushima? What was it? Fukushima? Let's hope not.
Well, Australia is good for that, but.
Yes, I guess they can make it worldwide. But anyway, so that's what you can look forward to if the Olympic Committee decides to run with any of those. But those are the top ones that they're considering. I mean, the list goes on and on, but those are the ones they're actually thinking about. They're actually thinking about it. Turns out you were right. You said yesterday, you were talking about Donald Trump announcing his bid for, the presidency of the United States.
Nominee wannabe.
Yeah. and turns out that the Hollywood Reporter did get a hold of an email that a talent agency called Extra Mile Casting sent to its clients seeking people to, quote, wear T-shirts and carry signs and help cheer Trump in support of his announcement. The gig paid $50.
They
still deny it.
Trump denies it.
Yeah.
So they're throwing Extra Mile Casting under the bus, but they leaked the memo to whatever news sources, and then it got to us.
Oh, my goodness. All right, let's get to the good news.
Is there some?
Yes, the dad definitely deserves more than a lame novelty tie for Father's Day. Malcolm Millions, was about to start pumping gas at a gas station near Atlanta on Sunday when a teenager jumped in his 2014 Kia Sorento and took off with his 8-year-old Rashawn in the back seat. So Malcolm went into the dad mode and started running next to the car, banging on the window and screaming that his son was still in the back. But the teenager was started going faster. So Malcolm jumped on the car, clung to the side of it for a quarter of a mile. He eventually lost his grip, broke his arm, and hit the pavement. But it distracted the driver long enough for Rashawn to jump out of the car when it stopped. It had to stop because of traffic. Police are still looking for the SUV, but at least this is a happy Father's Day.
I was screaming at him, my son is in the back seat. You got my son in the back seat.
I felt confused. Who are you and what are you doing here?
I was shrieking. I've never been scared before until now. The thought never crossed my mind to just let them go.
I would say that was cool and brave of my dad to jump on a car and get his arm broken for me.
Aww.
And that's the good news. And we want to thank very much our guest for the first 2 hours of tonight's show, talking about the horrible tragedy and the senseless murder that was what happened last night in Charleston. And that's Dr. Amos Brown, who is the pastor of San Francisco's Third Baptist Church. And I so much appreciate him coming in, and it was an honor to meet him.
Yeah, like we said, living history walked in and out of this studio a while ago.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, have a good night. We'll make more for the weekend tomorrow night on the Drex Radio Show. The John Batchelor Program is next on KGO A10.
Hi, folks. Alan Thicke here, and you've probably heard, maybe from me, that if you owe the IRS money, they can do some scary things. Garnish your wages, levy your bank account, even seize your home or business. You add on the penalties and interest, and getting out of debt can seem impossible. Back taxes are for real. It's not a game. But the game changes when you have a team of tax experts on your side. The professionals at Optima Tax Relief can immediately protect you from aggressive collections. And for a limited time, the IRS is offering a tax debt forgiveness program. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative. With the help of Optima, you may qualify for a settlement that saves you thousands. Nobody knows the game better than the Optima team. Don't wait till it's game over. Let their experts coach you through this. It's a win-win. Call for your free consultation.
800-317-1753. 800-317-1753. 800-317-1753. Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Running your AC this summer is breaking the bank. Meanwhile, the power company keeps jacking up your rates. Ready for solar yet? Better hurry, the federal tax credit goes away soon. The California state solar rebate is already gone. Your pile of lost money is getting bigger and bigger. Go solar now with Sempra Solaris. We're still the only solar company that pays you the equivalent of a California rebate. We'll actually cut new customers an instant rebate check. And our SunPower panels come with a 25-year bumper-to-bumper warranty. The best in the business. Independent surveys say 99% of our customers would recommend us. We're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau, and we're U.S. veteran-owned. We get the job done with esprit de corps and honor. Grab your federal money before it's too late, with no money out of pocket, and you still get a California-equivalent instant rebate check. Call Semper Solaris at 800-708-4849. Call now. 800-708-4849. 800-708-4849.
What's RDO, you ask? Well, it's your soundtrack for good days and the not-so-good days. It's your party mix and your chill mix. Basically, RDO puts endless stations in your pocket or on your tablet. Launch a station based on an artist or genre, or build a custom music station that's totally you. And it's free until you say otherwise. That's RDIO. RDO. Tuned
when
to
your
you.
Legs don't work like they used to before, and I can't sweep you off of your feet. Will your mouth still remember the taste of my love? Will your eyes still smile from your cheeks? Darling, I will be loving you till we're 70. And baby, my heart could still fall less hard at 23. And I'm thinking about how people fall in love in mysterious ways. Maybe just the touch of a hand. Well, me, I fall. Just
thinking out loud. Maybe we found love right where we are. When my hair's all but gone and my memory fades, and the crowds don't remember my name.
KGO, San Francisco, San Jose, Oakland.